Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the opening prices on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Board of Trade in Kansas City. The opens today buck the pre-opening call, mainly because of a firmer dollar and crude oil prices, which are also going down. And that has sent the market lower after the opening bell, and it's kept going lower since then. On the Chicago border, let's start with the Kansas City Board of Trade, where we had a July wheat contract open this morning at $8.45 a bushel. That was up 3 cents. The spring wheat in Minneapolis opened this morning at $11.70 a bushel. That was also up 3 cents. But lower opens on the Chicago Board of Trade in the May wheat contract. It started at 787 and a quarter, or check that. It started this morning at 783 on the open, down 4 and a quarter from yesterday's settlement. July, 797 a bushel, down 4. September wheat, 809, down 6 and a half. December, 830, down 4 and a half. The March was unchanged on the open at 860. In the corn, the May opened at $6 a bushel, down a quarter cent. July, 610, down 2 and a quarter. September corn, 618 and a quarter, down 3 and a half cents. Dease corn, 627 in the open, down 1 and a quarter. March of next year, 632, down 3 and a quarter cents. And the May corn for 09, 633 a bushel, down 9 and a quarter cents. The bean complex looks like this. The May contract opened at 1291, down 10 and 3 quarter cents. The July 13 even, down 14 cents. August 1283, down 20. November 1207, down 18 and a half. And March opened at 1230, down 19 and 3 quarter cents. The products, May soybean meal, opened at 327 even, down 960. July 339, down 320. May bean oil opened at 5710, down 57. And July at 5785 on the open, down 48. Those were the opening prices. And as I mentioned, the soy complex has taken it on the chin quite a bit since the opening bell. On the Mercantile Exchange, June feeder cattle opened this morning at 92.90, down 57.5 cents, 100 weight. August, 98.30, down 67.5. October live cattle, 103.90, down 4. And December, 104 even, down 30. The May feeder cattle contract opened this morning at 105.45, down 52.5. August, 107.85, down 77.5. The September feeders, 109 on the open, down 1 even. And October opened at 109.90, down 107.5. May lean hogs opened at 73.70, down 5. June at 73.30, down 17.5. July opened unchanged at 75.35. August lean hogs opened down 15 at 76.70. And the May pork belly contract opened unchanged at 75.40. The July at 76 even on the open, up 2.5.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
The lower crude oil price this morning at $112 a barrel on the June contract right now, down 146. That's having a bearing on the slide in the grain markets today. The U.S. dollar index, meanwhile, is at 73.25, and that's up 74. The CRB index is at 404.13, down 514. And the metals this morning are also trading down. Silver for May is down 32 cents an ounce at 1618, and June gold is down 1210 at 853 an ounce. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 30 points at 12,850. The NASDAQ is up 28.5 at 2441, and the S&P is up about 4.5 points at 1390. Looking at the Chicago Board of Trade currently, the corn has turned mixed, but the wheat is down still in the nearby, down 4 1/4 cents to as much as 13.5 on the December contract. Nearby corn is up by 0.75 cents to 1 penny. The September, though, is down 4.5 cents, and beans have taken a tumble since early this morning. down anywhere between 34.5 cents and 49 and a quarter cents on the nearby contract. Joining us now for the opening commodity market analysis is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Hi, Dan.
Hi. How are you doing this morning?
Not bad.
Good.
Big change of events from the pre-opening call to what we saw and what we're seeing now.
Well, the beans are being hit hard by the opposite of what they rallied with yesterday. Yesterday, there was concern that we would see a farmer strike in Argentina. Overnight, some of those tensions have eased some. There's no strike going on at the moment. It looks like there's enough movement or at least enough discussion that any kind of strike would be postponed till next week. So basically the bean market has just basically erased everything that it gained yesterday and, of course, and then some. Once you start sharply lower, you feed into sell stops and whatnot. So I think that's a main factor. The other forecast, too, is that you know, we are pretty wet in the Corn Belt here over the next 3 to 5 days or so. Next week's weather is maybe a little more open to more field work than what it showed. It maybe not be quite as wet, but you know, there is some, you know, planting activity taking hold, especially here in the eastern Corn Belt. Not a lot of activity, of course, in the western Corn Belt and eastern Iowa, which is really wet at this time of year.
So that is, I guess, supporting the corn pit at the moment. Now it's trading sort of mixed to a little bit lower.
Right. Corn went down with wheat, with soybeans when it opened sharply lower. Right. And now, you know, the fact that we're not going to get a lot planted at least brought some stabilization into the corn market.
There's really not anything supporting the soybeans at this moment, though. There's talk still. Is there still question as far as you know, whether there may be more beans planted this year later on?
Well, that's still a hang on the bean market, and of course, if you're not planting corn, here it is May 1. So if we don't make a lot of progress here over the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks in corn, then that puts pressure on soybeans, thinking that bean acres are going to grow larger than maybe what USDA estimated there on the March report.
The wheat is down at the moment, but there's still weather concerns that may be propping up, you know, keeping it from going lower.
There are weather concerns, but you got to keep in mind that wheat crop is coming. We're going to have one. The frost risk is being reduced as time goes on, or late frost risk is being reduced. So, you know, here it is May 1. We're going to start seeing some harvest here in another 3-4 weeks, probably in the southern plains. Worldwide wheat supplies are projected to rise. So seasonally, it's difficult to see much happen in the wheat market once you get into May. A lot of times the market will rally in April because of weather worries, frost worries, that kind of stuff. I think weather is still a worry from more of a quality point of view than maybe a yield-reducing point of view. And we may have a lot of feed wheat around to compete with corn.
All right. Anything else to add?
That's about it.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group in Decatur. Looking at the market again in Kansas City, May wheat's down 7 cents a bushel now at 857. The July down 11 at 831. Chicago Board of Trade wheat for May is at 783, down 4.25 cents. July down 13.5 at 787.5. D sweet 821, down 13.5. Corn turning lower again. The nearby May contract 598, down 2.25 cents. July 609.75, down 2.5. September 617.5, down 4.25. December corn 624.5, down 3.75. Beans for May right now down 42.5 cents a bushel at 1259.25. July at 1265, down 49. August at 1270, down 33. And November at 1185.25, down 40.25 cents. Bean oil for May, or check that May bean meal right now, is at 324.80, down 11.80. July at 330.50, down 11.70. Bean oil for May right now is at 55.45, down 2.22. And the July down 2.40 at 55.93. On the Mercantile Exchange, the numbers are also red. June live cattle are down 137.5 at 92.10. August at 97.67.5, down 130. May feeders at 105.25, down 72.5. August at 107.55, down 97.5. May lean hogs are down 40 at 73.35. And June at 73 even, down 47.5. Again, crude oil is down $1.46 a barrel at 112 even, and Wall Street right now is up. The Dow is up about 30 points at 12,850. The NASDAQ is up 33 at 2446. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58 Central Time.